I'm sure there was, especially for the girls that were around at the start of the year. We had a very poor start due to the squad being decimated from the year before. So yesterday was the first time out with our new squad, but there was a number of girls there that remembered the torture as I did and the selectors did from earlier on in the year. So yes, I suppose there was a lot of nerves going in to see could we get the first win of the year, competitive win of the year.
And how did it feel to just actually get back out onto a pitch and actually play a competitive game and just forget about the rest of the world for an hour?
Well, look at the last 5 weeks for me are fantastic. And I presume it's the same for the girls to be able to go out as elite athletes and to train and get away from what's going on all around us with COVID-19. So it's a fantastic escape. We knew all along up to level 4 that we would definitely be still training. So there was never really a doubt that we would be training over the last 5 weeks. It was definitely an escape for us. On the management side, we had 42 players in the squad, where at the start of the year, we could barely get a team together. So it was totally new. So the last 5 weeks, we were getting to know those players, trying to give those players the best chance that they had of making the match day panel and seeing what they were made of, you know.
And it was a new panel coming together, and I suppose that can explain why you started kind of slowly for the game yesterday. You didn't have a score in the opening 10 minutes, but you know, you hadn't played a competitive game in a long time, so it would take a little bit of, you know, time and effort to just, you know, find your rhythm, I suppose, in a game like that.
I'd go a little step further. I'd say this team have never played a competitive game. Yesterday was their first time out in any competition ever, such as the nature of what yesterday was. It was their, a lot of new girls in, first time playing for their county, definitely first time playing under me. So it was totally new for us all, you know.
And when you did actually score, it was a right one, the goal from Aisling Murphy there about 11 minutes into the game. So the women really seemed to settle after that, and it kind of let the nerves just sort of melt away a bit.
Yeah, the goal settled all our nerves. There was a very, very strong wind. We were playing against a very strong wind. I don't know whether it was the wind or the nerves that took us that time to settle. There was a couple of shots taken that we did not get scores before we scored the goal, but that definitely did settle us, and we got a couple of quick scores after that. So I think we were down by 3 points before that goal went in, and we were looking at what happened at the early part of the year, coming back, is it going to happen again? But thank God that the guards really battled down the hatches and they went for the jugular, and goals win games, and that's proved yesterday.
Yeah, Barney scores 1 3 minutes after the first goal, and then you have the water break, and we saw with the Wexford Hurlers yesterday that the water break can really sort of make or break a team, and you really have to come out and attack the game after that, and you certainly did that with Katrina's goal.
Yeah, Katrina, it was an unbelievable goal by Katrina. She didn't look to have a path through to the goal, and she absolutely took a jink and went straight for the goal, straight for the jugular, and planted the ball in the net. So it was fantastic to resume that way. It gave us a big lead, you know, from a shaky start, which was great.
You go in 9 points up at half time, 3-5 to 5 points. And again, looking at Kilkenny yesterday, they had a massive lead at half time, and you know that can cause your mind to wander a little bit, and you think the job is done, and then you know you can allow the team to get back in. But to be fair, your girls never did that. You kept popping over points, and you know it looks rather comfortable in the end, but you had to work all the way through.
Yeah, I suppose we are probably a little bit disappointed in how long it took us to get a score. I think it was 11 minutes of the second half before we registered our first score. Now, we were creating chances, but that's the thing that experienced players do. Instead of going for goals, we'll just keep the scoreboard ticking over when you're that far ahead. And I think that will come as the girls get to know each other more and get used to playing at this level.
So that's one win in the group now, and you're hoping to repeat the trick against Roscommon next week. If you do that, you'll be into an All-Ireland semi-final, and it just sounds so simple when you put it like that.
Yeah, unfortunately the Leinster Championship was cancelled and it didn't give us the time to prepare for the All-Ireland Championship, but to get the first win was absolutely huge. I'm absolutely delighted for the girls that they got it, and there's a massive prize on offer for next week's game. That it's effectively an All-Ireland quarter-final. That you win that, you're into an All-Ireland semi-final, and I think it's a long, long time since the girls were in an All-Ireland intermediate final. And if you get there, there's no telling what can happen from there.
And do we know much about Roscommon and the kind of threat that they'll pose to us?
Unfortunately, we don't. The research on Roscommon starts today. Obviously, you don't take your eye off the match in front of you, so I did not think about Roscommon and last night and this morning was 100% geared to Offaly on things that we done yesterday that needs to improve on, and then look at the Roscommon, what threat they pose.
You've mentioned it there, Wexford haven't got to the highest heights of an All-Ireland final for quite a while now, but what would it mean for your team to get to the big decider on the day?
Look, it would be fantastic to do that, you know. I think that Wexford are at a point. I travelled around the county during the summer to look at their games, the games within the county. There's a huge amount of talent in the county. It's just about now creating a culture within Wexford to make them elite in the true sense of the word, that we can get there, that we can get to the top level. And I think for all the girls that are coming up, I'm talking about the girls from under 11s, 13s, 15s, 17s that are coming up behind them, to give them heroes that they can look up to, that they want to achieve what they achieve. So I think it'll be massive to get there.